Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're talking Shabbos 144, talking about pomegranate. It's one of my favorite fruits on this earth. The members of the household of Menashe ben Menachem, Bar Menachem, would squeeze pomegranates during the weekdays. Rav Nachman said, the halacha follows the members of the household of Menashe Bar Menachem. One is therefore prohibited to squeeze pomegranates on the Shabbos. There's an idea that pomegranates have 613 seeds. I once heard, somebody looked it up, somebody once counted a pomegranate that it had 613 seeds, at least his pomegranate, representing the idea that the mitzvahs are embedded inside the fruit, embedded inside our life. One seed for every mitzvah. Every mitzvah we have is like a seed, and sometimes we have to open the fruit, we have to open the idea to look for the mitzvahs within. It brings to mind the idea of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who his Talmud Rav Meir would still follow him even though he went off the derech. After going into the parties, him and Rabbi Kiva and the others, they went and they couldn't handle the esoteric, the fantastically overpowering experience. One went off the derech, one went crazy, one died, and only Rabbi Kiva came out sane and safe and all healthy. But Elisha ben Avuya himself, he himself went off the derech, but why would his Talmud follow him? Even he himself asked his Talmud, why would you follow me? And Rav Meir said, because it's like a pomegranate. I open and I take out the peel, I throw away the peel, and I keep the innards, I keep the seeds, like the pomegranate seeds. There's so many seeds, so many mitzvahs, so much good inside of all of us. And Rav Meir felt like there's so much good to learn from his teacher. Even though he's off the derech, even though he's not following the right way, there's still so much to learn from him. You throw away the peel, you throw away the exterior, you throw away the idea of the externals of what's not good and keep what's the internal. So for our own life, think about being in your life like a pomegranate. Look for those seeds in life, those mitzvahs you could get. Learn from the experiences and people around you. Even if though they do some actions that might not be good, throw away that peel, throw away that action. Look towards the person, look towards their existence, look towards what you can learn from them, what you can gain from them. How many seeds can you get from that person? How many seeds of mitzvahs can you gain from life? Get rid of the peel, get rid of the exteriors, and try to find and comb as much as you can. Interestingly, a lot of times from our local supermarket, the local Jewish supermarket, my wife and I get pomegranate seeds, the Kavod Shabbos, when it's in season. It's a pure Onik Shabbos. Without those seeds, we feel like Shabbos is actually missing something. It's such a small thing, not a terribly expensive cut of meat or anything like that, but it's something that actually enhances the Shabbos. And when we sit and we read our Jewish novels next to each other and we eat those seeds, it's such a wonderful experience. It's the highlight of the week for me, sitting next to my wife reading and eating those seeds. And when I don't have it, I feel a lack in Shabbos. All these weeks that it's out of season, I feel a lack in Shabbos. Maybe the element could be those seeds can represent for us when we eat them. We're taking the owning of Shabbos, we're taking the wonderful aspect of the fruit, like from our life, we should take the wonderful aspect of the mitzvahs out of the life and use it. So too, anyone you meet, take out the wonderful aspect of the innards and discard the exteriors. And in life, look for the innards, discard the exteriors, and go about your way one seed at a time, as we learn here from the Gemara about pomegranates. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 145 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.